last one of the week ahead of our live performance this weekend at the Greenfields Festival Sunday afternoon. We are super excited. If you're coming to the festival, please come and join us. 3:45, the River Stage, I'm told. Okay. Hi, Niall and Show. I heard your dilemma yesterday about the kids calling their parents by their names, and it prompted me to write in. You might be able to help advise on this. I've been seeing a girl for about 2 months. She's great and we're getting on well. She's asked me to come to her family home over the bank holiday weekend for lunch to meet her parents. Big step.
Yeah.
I asked her what her parents' names were so I could address them properly, and her reaction flummoxed me. She said her parents, let's call them Bill and Anne, wouldn't appreciate being addressed by their names, by someone they barely know. She says they're a bit old-fashioned and I should address them by Mr. and Mrs. So if their name was Power, I have to call him Mr. Power. Is this not ridiculous? It's not the 19th century. I'll feel like a 5-year-old asking Mrs. Power where the toilet is. I just feel a bit on edge heading to such a stuffy household. What do you make of it?
Them's the rules. That's what I make of it. You know what I mean? Look, in fairness, it's not something that is too common nowadays, but there are certainly older people that you know as, like my nanny would be always known as Mrs. O'Toole in Moncoy. Do you know everyone? Yeah. She's Mrs. O'Toole, and you know, I get that. But them's the rules. You have to kind of roll with it. You might think it's stuffy, but at the same time, you have to keep the peace. And if you want to be in a relationship with this person, you just have to be courteous. And who's to say that, you know, he shows up and he says, hello, Mr. Power, how are you? And Mr. Power says, oh, call me Niall. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, he's making a lot of assumptions.
Well, no, she has said that she they wouldn't appreciate being called by their first names, that they like to be known as Mr. and Mrs. But you're right, over time, as you win them over, maybe you'll get to call them Bill.
Yeah.
All right, Bill, how are you getting on, Bill? look, yeah, I kind of agree with Aoife on this. Like, the key thing here is it's no reflection on the girl you're dating if her parents are a little bit old-fashioned. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't change who she is if you're getting on really well, so it's no big deal. Yeah, as you said, some people have rules, some people have things that are a little bit different from what you're used to, but that's life. Amy?
Yeah, I agree with both of you. I think just go with it and you will maybe earn the right to call them by their first name. Mm. You have to earn that respect.
I kind of like this, actually.
Yeah.
I think if you were to kind of, you know, like for the rest of the show, maybe address me as Mr. Power.
Okay.
Mr. Power?
Yeah, I think
how are you today?
Actually, I used in my previous job, I was working on a radio show and there was two Niles, so I was called Mr. Power on the show.
Oh.
Just to differentiate.
Did you feel powerful?
I did feel really powerful. Yeah.
Mr. Power, the main man.
Okay, let's get some thoughts on this. Is this a big deal? He's writing into us. He thinks he's heading to a stuffy household. It's like the 19th century, having to address his girlfriend's parents by the Mr. and Mrs. rather than their first names. Kind of a different twist on what we talked about with the kids on Tuesday. But what do you feel? 085 102 9103. Email, are you kind of on your own on this? Yeah, maybe it's not the norm nowadays that people do address people by their first names, but most people like a little bit of respect for the elders.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get through some of the texts to start with. Aoife Anto says, your man will be in the spare room with the cat when he sleeps over too. He will. It'll be a long time before he gets to the main room.
Yeah, 100%.
And no issue with that. Paul was on as well. It's not ridiculous. You barely know these people. So Mr. and Mrs. is perfectly fine. If all goes well down the line, it'll be more formal. So get a grip. James says, if kids can call their teachers Mr. and Mrs., why can't this guy? It's a little respect that's unfortunately dying out with young people, and this guy proves it. Lindsay says, what's wrong with respecting old values and traditions? A lot of younger people haven't learned respect, and it shows in this emailer's entitled attitude. Learn to respect older people and their views. We're all different. And Monica has a different perspective. She says, I'm Polish, and that's how I was brought up. This is still the norm in Poland. I know it's a bit different here, and I've lived here for 20 years, but when I'm speaking to older people, it still doesn't always feel natural to call them by their first names. I sometimes feel like I shouldn't. That said, I do think using first names is nice. It's more personal and relaxed, but I don't think it's a big deal for this guy to call them Mr. and Mrs. If they're comfortable and ask to use their first names, if they're comfortable and ask him to use their first names, then that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, I don't think you can just write off the whole family because of
or this girl, more importantly.
Yeah.
Right, and we'll have one more. Shanaan is not happy about this morning.
No, this is one of my pet peeves, right? Like, are people not rearing their children like basic manners and respect and all this for their elders? Like, you know, like I remember when I was younger and you'd go and meet somebody and, you know, Miss Murphy, we'll say, or Mr. Murphy, you'd always address older people like that, like, and just, it's just manners, like, it's just basic manners, and, like, really, this is what the world is coming to, like, and your guy is just self-entitled, like, why should I call them that, like, too right you should, like, that is a girl you're dating, and then you're going to meet her parents, have a bit of respect for her parents, you know, you can't just expect them just to, you know, go against their morals because, oh, I'm a Gen Z or whatever it is, like, and I think the world should bow down to me, like, oh my god, it drives me insane.
You can hear.
Girls, just get rid of him. He's not going to have any respect for your parents. He's definitely not going to have any respect for you going forward. Just get rid of him. Just get rid of him. Find somebody who has respectful rearing on him. Sorry now, but...
No, well said.
No, you said
your piece. Fair play, Sinead.
An ounce of breeding is better than a ton of feeding. A bit of rearing.
Who says that?
They say it.
Now, one, just on the back of that, something that stuck me there during the only scenario that I'm a little bit weirded out now is, do you ever meet your teacher?
Yeah.
Like in the supermarket. Yeah. Would you still call them Mr. and Mrs. or are you brave enough to get to the first name with them
I'll tell you now, I was back in my school a few months ago and the principal, Miss O'Keefe, was my principal. And she, I said, hello, Miss O'Keefe, how are you? And then she was like, call me Mary. And I was like, no, you'll always be Miss O'Keefe to me. I just couldn't do it.
It's true.